Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Wonderla Holidays Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Onkar Bhagwe from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Onkar.
Hello everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call to discuss Q1 FY27 results of Wonderla Holidays Limited. To discuss our results, we have with us from the management Mr. Arun Chittilappilly, the Managing Director, Mr. Saji Louiz, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Dhiren Choudhary, Chief Operating Officer. They will take you through the results, and then we will proceed to Q&A session. Before we proceed to the call, a small disclaimer: this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as on date of this call. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is also given on page two of the company's investor presentation. Now, I would like to hand the call over to Mr. Arun Chittilappilly. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I hope all of you had an opportunity to review our financial results for the first quarter of FY27. We are pleased to report that we have delivered one of our best quarters ever, making another important milestone in our growth journey. During the quarter, we recorded an income of 252 crore, representing 41% year-on-year growth, while EBITDA grew 39% to 122 crore. Our footfall crossed 12.25 lakh visitors, up 33% over the same period last year, reflecting the continued strength of our brand and growing demand for quality leisure experiences. This performance was broad-based. Our existing parks continue to deliver healthy growth, driven by higher guest volumes and as well as improved guest spending. Revenue from our mature parks grew by approximately 15%, supported by 7% growth in ARPU and 8% growth in ARPU and 7% growth in footfalls. Our Chennai park continues to scale up exactly as we had envisaged. In our first year of operations, the park contributed approximately 45 crore in revenue and over 2.4 lakh visitors during the quarter. As the market matures and awareness continues to build, we remain confident that Chennai will become an increasingly significant contributor to our long-term growth. Beyond our parks, we are also encouraged by our hospitality business. Both our resort offerings delivered their best, and along with Hyderabad Park, delivered their best-ever quarter. Our focus remains unchanged. We will continue to invest in guest experience and expanding premium offerings and improving operational efficiencies. As our newer assets continue to mature and our existing parks deepen their market penetration, we believe that Wonderla is well-positioned to sustain profitable growth in the coming quarters. With that, I would like to hand over to our CFO, Saji, who will take you through the financial performance.
Thank you, Arun. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Q1 FY27 earnings call. Let me take you through the key highlights of our performance during the quarter. Our revenue from operations increased by 44% YOY basis to 243 crore. Our existing parks, Bengaluru, Kochi, Hyderabad, and Bhubaneswar, delivered a healthy 15% revenue growth, driven by 7% growth in footfall and 8% growth in ARPU. Our new asset, Chennai Park, contributed 45 crore in revenue during the quarter, with a footfall of 2.42 lakhs. EBITDA, including other incomes, stood at 122 crore, registering a 39% YOY growth, while EBITDA margin remained strong at 48%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 72.79 crore, translating into a PAT margin of 29%. Let me now explain the key drivers behind the 34.48 crore increase in EBITDA, including other income. Our existing parks contributed 15.93 crore, accounting for 46% to the EBITDA growth. Chennai Park contributed 21.86 crore, representing 64% of the EBITDA growth as the park continues to scale up well. Our resort business added about 3.19 crore, contributing 9% to the EBITDA growth. The above said gains are partially offset by an increase of 6.5 crore in the corporate overheads, primarily reflecting investments made to strengthen the organization and support our expanding operations as well. During the quarter, company also earned 9.47 crore as other income, predominantly from interest and gains on investments. Overall, the EBITDA bridge demonstrates that the growth was driven by a healthy performance across our operating business, led by continued momentum in our existing parks and successful scale-up of our Chennai park. Our PAT increased by 20.22 crore, primarily driven by the improvement of EBITDA. This was partially offset by an 11.49 crore increase in depreciation, mainly on account of Chennai Park becoming operational and an incremental tax expense of 2.75 crore. Moving on to the operating metrics, for Q1 FY2027, footfalls across our parks were as follows. Bangalore Park, 3.43 lakh, up by 6% YOY. Kochi Park, 2.5 lakh, up by 6% YOY. Hyderabad Park, 2.9 lakhs, up by 11% on YOY basis. Bhubaneswar Park, 1 lakh, up by 4%. Chennai being a new park, 2.42 lakhs. Our average ticket price for the quarter stood at 1,310, registering a 2% YOY increase. Average non-ticket spend per guest increased by 20% YOY basis to 591. Reflecting a continued strength in our in-park spending initiatives. As a result, average revenue per user, the ARPU, increased by 7% YOY to 1,901. With that, I would like to conclude the financial update. We will now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Samit from Ambit Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So a couple of questions from my end. If you look at your ex-Chennai park, their footfalls grew by 7% year-on-year this quarter after a mixed trend over the last few quarters. So should we view this current growth rate as sustainable going forward in the other parks? And also on your margin, once Chennai Park matured, what kind of margin trajectory are you expecting?
See, footfall growth is unpredictable by its very nature. Every quarter it will keep varying. So this quarter was good and we are hoping that for the remainder of the quarters it will be good as well. Having said that, I think this year started on a strong note. So I think we are hopeful that this year should be, it should continue. Chennai margin should be in line with other margins as it progresses. It's still the first year, so it's hard for us to kind of tell you how it's exactly going to be, but long term it'll give the same margins as other parks or at par.
Got it. But any particular initiatives did you take in those parks which led to this footfall growth?
We have done our usual summer is the time when a lot of families come and visit us, and I think the weather was favorable. So many things factors have helped us.
And I think our marketing also, everyone, every function of ours also played a part. So it's nothing unusual there.
And how was July looking for other parks as well as Chennai in terms of footfalls?
So far it's looking good. But again, like I said, it's July is just 1 month. So we'll have to wait and see for the remainder of the quarter and see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinod Krishna from Avendus Wealth. Please proceed.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
So thanks, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is on Chennai Park. So how should we see when, so this year itself will go to 1 million or normally other parks take 3 to 4 years to peak. So how are you, management looking at?
It takes a couple of years for sure. I mean, we will not reach 1 million in 1 year. That may not happen. Because, like I said, it's a new park, so it's hard to predict how the footfalls will come about. But it's a strong start for sure. So we are hope, but let's hope. I mean, it's going to be a strong start. But exact how the footfalls are going to pan out, again, it's hard to predict.
And so, should we assume that 10% of every park revenue goes into new rides or new capex into the same park? So can we assume that?
Roughly, yes.
So my last question is, yeah, 10% revenue, yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
So my last question is on the, now that we have all the South India is done, so when should we, in the, okay, let me ask this way, like in the next 3-4 years, what are the minimum number of parks we should be, and adding on mostly to be large or mid parks, or how are you looking at it? Because there's no clarity on that part alone. I think that's what is being an overhang on the company also. So
we hope to do a couple of big projects and maybe a couple of small ones as well. We will keep you posted, like I said earlier, and I think by the end of this year we will have some update on that. Again, we can't speculate on which one will grow. We are working on many parallel cities, so, and which I've said in past calls as well. Once we close something, we will keep you updated and we'll take it from there.
So in the next 3 to 4 years, at least 2 large parks, can we assume?
We'll definitely work on 1 or 2 parks in large parks, and then maybe 1 or 2 small ones as well.
In the next 4 years. So around 3 to 4 parks should be there in the next 3 to 4 years. Thank you very much, and all the best. Sir, so by the end of this year, you're saying this before December, we'll announce something, one park at least.
Yeah, before the end of the financial year, we'll have something to announce.
Thank you very much. And also on the resort side, how are you thinking? Is it just around the parks, or you also, like the Isle one, you are so ready to do resort as a separate adjacent business, because that's been extremely successful for us. So
we're looking at expanding into that vertical as well. So we will definitely again expand into in other cities. Maybe initially we will start with cities where we have already projects, and then we are also open to looking to other cities, like other places like Goa, to do resort alone, standalone resort projects also. We will keep you updated, like I said, once we announce something.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Shankar from ICICI Direct. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible? Congrats on a good set of results. So my question is again regarding the park. So, you know, what happened exactly during, this quarter in Hyderabad that we are seeing such a large growth? Is it because, you know, we had a lower base, or is it some initiatives that we took in Hyderabad? And, you know, how is the new roller coaster ride doing in Bangalore? Is it leading to some incremental growth there? I mean, incremental interest from, people?
Yeah. So actually, from all our large parks, both the parks, Kochi, Bangalore, Hyderabad is still one of the newer parks. Keeping the 2 years of COVID aside, it was only operational for 8 years. So we did have some more juice to squeeze in terms of ramping up footfall. And I think our investments that we made in terms of marketing and kind of building for the brand in Hyderabad over the last few months kind of gave us that benefit in terms of a much higher footfall growth compared to a Bangalore, which is 20 years, and a Cochin, which is 25 years. So that's the reason why you see a higher growth in Bangalore. On your next question, the new roller coaster is received extremely well. The customer dwelling time, customer experience scores are really up. And when we add such global standard rides, it definitely becomes a star attraction for people to come and visit the park again. So it increases frequency, which in turn drives more footfall. Thank you.
Yeah, so just another question that, you know, we currently the rainfall deficit has reduced though, but there is some rainfall deficit that is still there. So do you see any directives coming from the government, you know, regarding the park operations? We've seen something in Mumbai though, but you know, in South also we are seeing some rainfall deficit. So what are your thoughts?
There is no issue. So I think rainfall has been actually very strong in the last few days, but again, we can't predict these things. We'll have to wait and see. As of now, it's all fine.
Okay. And last question, is there any disruption in Kochi Park? You know, last 3-4 days there has been heavy rainfall in Kerala, that's why.
Yeah. Whenever there is heavy rainfall and landslides, you know, some disruption will be there. We have not, in our area, there is not much issues, but of course, there are disruptions in the state, and definitely that will have some effect on footfall also.
Okay, I'll get back into the queue. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen from iThought PMS. Please proceed.
Yeah. Good afternoon, team. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations on a great start to the Chennai park and a good set of numbers. So just a couple of questions from my end, regarding the parks. So with respect to Bhubaneswar, right, so even in the commentary, you had alluded that you will be looking to add more smaller parks in the future. And just looking at the, you know, ASP numbers for Bhubaneswar, they've been flattish for the last couple of quarters, maybe even the last year, year and a half. So just wanted to understand broadly, are there any learnings we are taking from, like, you know, doing the smaller park, the smaller format that will carry on to newer parks?
See, Bhubaneswar is for us, as far as we are concerned, it's like an experiment. We've never done a small park before. So I think, you know, we are still learning, but I think because it's a category creating kind of asset, sometimes, you know, the footfall growth will be slower. But I think long term, we are hopeful that, you know, tier two or tier three also can support, you know, parks of small size. We are not worried. It's already a bit of positive, so we're not really worried about it. Of course, you know, we will have to do more experiments to see how we can attract more footfall from neighboring areas, et cetera. That I hope answers the question. We are not shying away from looking at other smaller cities, but of course, I think our focus is on larger cities because for the same effort, maybe more CapEx, but I think the effort, the returns are better from larger cities as well. But, you know, having said that, we do have so many smaller cities, so we will, you know, pick and choose based on what is available and what the governments are offering us. And that's the way we look at it.
Got it. One small follow-up would be, so is my understanding right in the sense that we'll do smaller formats only in the tier two, tier three kind of locations?
Yeah. Smaller format we will be doing in the smaller locations, yes.
Got it. Got it. Yeah. So the next question is going to be on the Chennai park, right? So if I just correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that it contributed 21 crore to the EBITDA itself. Am I right? That's what
Yeah.
the CFO mentioned. Yeah. So if I just do some basic math, I just multiply the footfall and the ARPU, I'm getting around 45 crores of revenue. So would it be right to assume that the Chennai park is already at the, like, you know, mature park level of margin? So was this expected?
Yeah. For now it is, but then, you know, we don't have a full picture until we finish a year because every quarter is different and, you know, the footfalls can vary. You know, for example, Q2 is a much weaker quarter compared to Q1. So we'll have to wait and see how it all pans out. But as of now, yes, for a, you know, quarter like Q1, I think it is tracking similar to other larger parks, which is very healthy.
Got it. And is the ramp up for a new park generally this quick, or is are you surprised by Chennai?
This is one of the fastest ramp ups that we've had, but I think, you know, again, like I said, you know, we caution. Until the year is over, we don't know how it's going to play out because, you know, the highs tend to be higher and the lows tend to be lower in a new park, a new business. But we'll, and as of now, we are hopeful that it'll track like a mature park.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, and just one, like, you know, kind of a long-term kind of a question. So I believe we have discussed in earlier quarters, like, you know, the concept of IPs for parks, and even if we don't license them, our own IPs maybe. So, like, I think we were not really, like, going for anything like that, but is there any change in view, or if you could just broadly outline your view on IP and parks and if they would work for our format?
See, paying foreign money for IP and then getting that to India, I don't think it works financially. So we believe in creating our own IPs. And that is the way we've been working. Of course, we are open to partnerships and, you know, things like that. So from time to time, if we find something that's useful and relevant to our audience, we will definitely work on that. But other than that, we would like to, you know, use proprietary IP wherever possible.
I'm sorry, sir. So a small follow-up would be, like, I'm not referring to the rides. You know, for example, one of our competitors, they tied up with Chota Bheem and, like, Mr. India, and they had some rides based on that, right? Something along those lines. They don't even need to be foreign.
But what does that have? Did that lead to any footfall or revenues? I don't think so, right? So, I mean, for me, finally, it all comes down to whether it makes financial sense. So we'll take it as it comes. Whenever there are opportunities, we do discuss with various companies from all over the world, see whether we can do something, but it has to make sense.
God. Yeah. Thanks a lot for answering your questions. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Raj from Priorstone Investments. Please proceed.
Hi, thanks. The result is very encouraging. But, you know, when we look at the Bhubaneswar performance, you know, just want to understand how much management bandwidth is allocated for this particular asset at this point of time.
I would say one-fifth.
One-fifth. Okay, cool. So equally spread.
Yeah. We will definitely spend time on all of them. Yes.
Got it. You know, there seems to be a step up in the Bangalore and Hyderabad ARPU. You know, ARPU is something which we control while we don't control the football. Now, is this the new base to work on? And is it because of the new attraction like roller coaster which is added? Your comments would help.
So I think there are two large reasons for this. I think one is the kind of cohorts that we are targeting and want to bring to our parks, especially during the summer seasons. These are high-spending cohorts. But I think the main focus is how do we create and premiumize in-park experiences. And these are not just ride-based, but just increase and enhance the dwelling time, make the experiences a lot more immersive. And this has led to the non-ticketing spend kind of growing exponentially high for us, like the CFO stated, and that's actually the major contributor for ARPU. And we feel that there is still a lot more room if you are able to give the right kind of value proposition for customers to come into our parks and spends. And I think we keep innovating and taking a lot more initiatives in building in-park experiences, which are outside of rights, to build this.
Got it. But the question is, you know, since there is a step up already compared to previous years, is this the new base to work on for
at a CAGR level, our ARPUs over the last 4 years has been growing at 8%, right? So we've already started growing fairly well, and we are now at a high base. So we cannot expect similar growth. We continue to dig deep and look at more initiatives and innovate more, but cannot comment whether we will get similar kind of growth every quarter.
Got it. Thank you very much for all questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Richa Agarwal from Equity Master. Please proceed.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, am I audible?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers, sir. So my question is related to, you know, capital intensity that would be required to set up new parks. You know, if you have to set up a park like Chennai or Orissa now, how much this capital intensity per acre, or you know, maybe even park wise, if you could comment on what kind of capital would be required, and you know, what is the IRR or payback period metric that you would like to look at while considering new park expansion?
No, the capital requirement is completely depend upon the kind of parks we do, whether it is a tier 2, tier 3 city or whether it is a tier 1 city. So generally we look at it like a payback period. So for a larger parks, we'll get about 7 to 8 years or 6 to 7 years. And then for a small format of parks, we can get a ramped up payback of about some 4 to 5 years. Again, this is the ballpark numbers. This can change, depends on the real scenario at the park level. Chennai Park, recently we concluded about 570 to 600 crores of capex for setting up about 40 plus rides. But earlier days it was slightly lesser. So now in Bhubaneswar Park, if you could see, it's about some 190 crore of capital expenses for setting up the park.
Okay. And sir, could you also comment on, you know, what kind of seasonality we should look at across different parks, you know, and what are you doing to just counter the effect of, you know, the variation in different quarters?
We are, our largest quarters are usually quarter one and three, as you could have seen historically. Quarter one is also a quarter which drives more volume and value. Quarter three, because it's a largely group dependent business, is more volume led. Can't comment much on Chennai because we are yet to see a full year. We will only know as the whole year gets over. I think apart from that, in quarter two, quarter four, we continue to invest on other initiatives and other cohorts that we feel have the time, especially on weekdays. So we run multiple campaigns for that. But quarter one and quarter three will always be our largest quarters.
Okay. And so my last question is, you know, I mean, keeping the seasonality in mind, and you know, what would be a conservative figure for, you know, what kind of footfall at peak level are possible across all these five parks?
Sorry,
or what is asking. Yeah, what is the number that you aspire for, that you know, from your mature and new parks, if you combine at maturity, what kind of, is there any structural limit to the footfall, keeping the seasonality in mind?
We can handle maybe up to 1.2 1.3 lakh million visitors per, for a large park, and then maybe the small park can handle, like Bhubaneswar can handle maybe like 5 lakhs or something like that. That's the
okay.
Upper limit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nolan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh from Art Ventures. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
So thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of number. My question is related to the segmental data which we publish. Under operating revenue, there is a sharp increase in the other segment from 38 to 63 crore. Can you elaborate on that?
Could you please explain what where is the difference you are saying?
Under segmental revenue, which we give in our press release, operating other revenue, other operating revenue, which has grown from 39 crore to 64 crore, 63 crore. So can you elaborate on that? What lead to sharp jump?
So other non-operating, what we usually do to one segment basically for the parks, and then resort and other income will be coming as a unreported segment. Mainly the Isle related resort of ours, Wonderla, Teria and Isle. This will be the other
resort
segment.
Business,
resort
yeah, resort business is part of that, yeah.
And then other income.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Pathak from Smart Science Services. Please proceed.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations for a great set of number, Arun and team. My question is regarding the parks that may be coming up in future. Are you looking for the same kind of model which you had in Bhubaneswar, where you lease a land from government, 50 acre land at a very low cost. So the entire infrastructure cost actually became minimal, and that was a very asset light model. So are there plans for a similar kind of model?
We'll definitely look at asset light models wherever possible. We can't say which. We might be able to do it in a larger city also. We are exploring it, but you know, it depends on the, each deal, each city is going to be different. You know, the offering also will be tailored accordingly. So it's hard to predict which one will be asset light or you know how it's going to be. But if there are there is scope to do that as well. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Arun. Another question is, are we looking at timeshare, the kind of model and vacation ownership for the resorts that we are building?
Not really. I think we want to be in the, you know, we prefer being in the retail space. Timeshare is not not something that we are looking at. Once maybe we have a, you know, bouquet of resorts across maybe multiple states, then at that point, I think it makes more sense.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Shankar from ICICI Direct. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for taking my follow-up question though. So last time, you know, you had reiterated that you would be looking at 50%, you know, 40 to 50% mix of non-ticketing revenues, which currently stands around, I think, 30%. So does that stand as of now? And also on mature parks, you had said that you will be delivering around low single-digit footfall and larger part of growth will be aided through ARPU. So, you know, are we retaining the same? No?
Yeah, that's your assumption is correct. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Mishra from SKS Capital and Research. Please proceed.
Yes, hi. Am I audible?
Yes,
am I audible?
Yes,
okay, yes. So I had a simple question. How much of your current quarter blowout performance has been due to a weak monsoons, and how much of that is normalized? If you can give us some color of that.
That is not, I mean, big. The monsoon starts usually from June, so not really a big, you know, it doesn't really affect our first quarter performance that much. June is not a very strong month. Our highest, you know, footfalls come in May. So May, luckily, we didn't have any unseasonal rains. Usually, sometimes we have unseasonal rains, and that is what causes some dip in footfall and things like that. This year, we didn't have any of those.
So compared to last year, same quarter, were there unseasonal rains in May? Was the base lower or was it?
I think there was less rains this year, I think generally because of the Super El Nino. I think, but even otherwise, I think rains have been less. I mean, May is usually not a rainy month, but sure. It last few years has been erratic, so that is probably one of the reasons why.
So certainly the strong performance this quarter, some part of it can be attributed to weak monsoons this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's early to say. We'll have to wait for the monsoon season to be over to actually...
I'm saying purely for the first quarter. I'm talking about May.
Like I said, you know, it's not much. Monsoon really didn't have much of a role to play. So it's hard to, you know, again, you can't put a finger on it like that.
But there were other variables. We had elections in two states. One is Kerala, Tamil Nadu. In fact, it was the first summers for Chennai. We also had a lot of the war issues in Gulf. There was a lot of inflationary pressure on our F&B. So I think overall, we've been able to be agile and overcome some of these external environments and still deliver a decent set of numbers.
Okay. And just a follow-up question to understand what is the, you know, how much of the scale-up is possible in your existing parks, as in what is the, just to understand, get some color on how optimally are all the parks operating, especially the new ones, and what's the headroom for growth there?
Like I said, you know, each park, a large park can handle 1.2 to 1.3 million visitors, and the small park can handle maybe 5.5 lakh visitors. So that may give you an answer.
So basically, from this, like to like, there is expected to be normalized growth in terms of as the parks mature and stabilize, the newer parks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one at this time. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Congrats on good set of numbers. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Two questions. One is on this quarter. In your initial statement, you mentioned something about expenses. We've done higher expenses to build at the organization level. So can you just repeat it? Because the other expenses had increased significantly. So if you can just repeat what, and are these one-off in nature or will they sustain, continue?
The other expense increase of overhead expenses you are referring to?
Yeah.
This is mainly the digital transformation expenses compared to the previous quarter, because we started the new course in our parks only from July month. So all those digital transformation is costed us about some 1.5 incrementally, and then there are certain regular expenses related to marketing and other things are very small, minuscule level, and that is the maximum amount what we spend in the overhead level, corporate overhead levels.
Okay. So would the marketing be on a higher end even in this quarter, because even in March we had a higher marketing spends because of the Chennai park. So even this quarter it's above our normal average?
If you compare the previous quarter, about some 5 crore of additional marketing expense when you compare with the previous corresponding quarter. This is apart from the Chennai piece. So mainly we did a little bit of branding in certain markets, and apart from that, we did a little bit of performance marketing, and then as a result, we could see our footfall also growing in all the cities.
Okay. Okay, and second question is on the resorts. So I think when we launched Isle, our idea was that probably we will replicate this model to other parks as well. So based on what we've seen in last one quarter or like last 4-5 months, how should we think about future resort investments for other parks?
We are looking at to see how we can replicate. We are very happy with the performance of Isle and Terrea. So, but it's again, like I said, it's still new. So we are waiting to see how full year pans out, and then we will take a call. But definitely, we will most likely we will take it to other cities, and that plan remains. Yes.
So one conceptual question: see, is it a necessity that a resort would make sense if the park is large enough, taking 1 or 2 days to finish, complete, or is it like even without a park not being very large, a resort can be a part of the system? How should one think about it?
Yes, figuring it out. Like I said, we will know the answers to all that only after a year. Still very new. So we are waiting for a year to complete, then we'll take a call on that.
And for the current resort, the people who have come would have done the park, stayed and then gone back, or either people have
majority, yes. But there are people who don't use the park also, but the majority would be park guests.
Okay, fine. Fine, I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Sharma from Steadford Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity and congratulations. Just in terms of your future parks, see, we have been operating in this size of park of 40 to 80 acres. Do you see that the size of large parks given, can the country take bigger parks from 100 to 150 acres, or we believe this is the sweet spot we would like to operate for large parks?
For our model, we like to do it in this size, you know, like 70 to 80 acres is what we have done. Maybe in a larger city like Bombay, maybe it can be a little bigger also. But yeah, that's the way we look at it. But not like a very big, I don't think a huge investment, that kind of parks, I don't think makes sense in a country like India.
Okay, okay. And in Chennai Park, did you see any difference in consumer behavior, any particular observation in the Chennai Park, anything which you would want to implement in the future parks?
Not really. I mean, the, you know, the people of Tamil Nadu are already, you know, they already know our parks. They have, a lot of them have already visited some of our parks in other cities. So for us, it's, you know, it's just a new market that was waiting to be tapped. So don't see any huge change in behavior. There's kind of similar behavior.
Okay. And the replicability between Bangalore and Chennai would be how much now? Or the difference, the unique rights between these two parks?
There are, I would say 30% of the rides are different and the remaining 60-70% are similar.
Okay, and that would be a thumb rule for all the parks, 70 being common and 30 being unique?
Yeah, I would say 50-60% will be similar. Yeah, it can vary a little bit here and there, but yeah, more or less.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from White Equity Investments Advisor. Please proceed.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, there is some Miss India World event that is planned in our resort and park. Can you talk a little bit about it? And also keen to understand whether, you know, the parks or resorts will be shut for visitors during that period and how one should look at it.
So this is just part of our strategic partnerships that we do to build our resort as a premium destination. And this was just one of the many marketing initiatives and partnerships that we did. We don't completely shut down our resort for such initiatives. It goes along with the existing business activities.
Got it. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik from Viraya Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, from our size perspective, now we have crossed 400 plus crores of net cash on balance sheet, and now we will have the financial ability to open more parks in quick succession. So just wanted to check, in case the opportunity arises, do we have the management bandwidth to, let's say, open two parks a year, or, you know, two parks in 2 years or something like that in quick succession?
Yeah, we've already done that in the past, so we can do parallelly two amusement park projects or maybe a resort project, etc. This can be done, yes.
Okay, perfect. The other question was a follow-up on the comment you made on the footfall capacity of the large parks. You mentioned about 1.2 to 1.3 million footfall that can be accommodated. I just wanted to clarify something. This assumes when you use the extra land parcel that is available in these parks and you, you know, add more rides, that's when we will reach it?
No. Just talking about as-is condition.
Sorry?
It's talking about as-is condition. We have not, I'm not using all the extra land. If you do all that, I think, of course, we can add more visitors as well.
Hmm. Interesting. So then what would we need it to reach this 1.3 number? Because right now, I think we only did 1.3 million in Bangalore, I believe, in one of the years. Otherwise, we've always done less than that. So,
because when we do that kind of numbers, it also creates a lot of negative publicity and it gets some lot of overcrowding happens. So I think it takes, once we have sustaining high footfalls on certain months, then that's when we always, that's when we think about increasing our capacity in some areas. So we are already doing that. So slowly the power capacity will increase. So like 2-3 years back, if you had asked me, I would say the capacity was like 1.1 million. Now I think we can comfortably handle more than that. So I think, you know, slowly the power capacity will increase as we add more attractions. So that's the way we look at it.
Yeah. With your permission, if I can ask a follow-up.
Sure.
Yeah, so at some couple of quarters or some time ago, you had mentioned about the excess land available in some of your parks. Broadly, that excess land position is the same. We still have surplus land available.
Yeah, we have excess land. We always keep excess land because, you know, we might want to build a resort or we might want to extend a park or we might want to add a roller coaster. These things all take a lot of real estate. So I think we always keep excess land.
Okay. Just final one from my side. What would be the maintenance capex and some marginal capex that we might do for this year?
Generally, we keep about 10% of our top line for the expansion purpose or maybe for adding new attraction to the existing park. 6-7% of my top line will be for the maintenance capital.
Okay. Thank you for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj from Geometric. Please proceed.
Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my question is regarding business development for new park. It has been around 18 months since our QIP and I understand that putting up park, specifically a big park, choosing a city is very important and the location in the city and the agreement with the government. So what has been our experience for the last 18 months for the selection of new large parks specifically, what goes on the ground so that we can understand what are the procedures, what are the things before selection to understand the pace in the future for 5-7 years, how many parks can come. Can you get this description of what has happened in 18 months so that you can learn better on that?
I'll give a description on that because, you know, a lot of it is a proprietary thing as well. So, but we always keep scouting for new locations to see whether, you know, there are suitable properties available to do this and in suitable locations. It keeps varying, like, you know, it's not easy to find large parcels of land at a reasonable price in most cities, as you know. So it's very difficult to find land, you know, good land for acquiring without any encumbrances. Then it's also difficult to get a lot of these licenses and, you know, land use changes, etc. Which is why we usually talk to governments also, parallelly, when we do this. As I said, I know we are in advanced talks with at least 3 or 4 state governments. So hopefully we will close something and at that point we will let you know what is closed.
Okay. My second question was regarding the capacity. You have told that you can increase the capacity by adding more rides. But any city-wise, do you think even we have the extra land, we may put a resort? That's a different thing. For number of visitors, do you think any there is a limit in that number of for a one city that after adding so much land, more rides, it won't be that much useful? Any sense of color on that?
It's hard to predict that. Again, we'll have to, you know, as time goes by, we are able to handle more visitors and we get higher ARPU. So that is our strategy. We don't want to fill up the parks too much also because then it also negatively affects our customer experience and then it hampers repeat visits, etc. So we have to find that right balance because, you know, nobody wants to go to a park which is extremely overcrowded.
It's also a safety risk. So we have to, it's a delicate balance that we have to do.
Okay. My last question is regarding F&B income. How do you see this F&B increasing or staying there as compared to that park ticket, and how do you see it in the future?
The share of non-ticket revenue will increase, and as you've already seen, it is already increasing. I think people are willing to spend more on food and retail and resorts, etc. So I think you will slowly see that part of the contribution increasing as well.
Okay. Thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pareen Parekh from PKP Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. First, about the parks. You mentioned that, you know, Hyderabad park results are a kind of a growth engine. But if I look at the footfall for last trailing 12 months and compare it to the previous period, that is a year before, there is no growth over there. So can you please comment on that?
I'm not sure if that's the right way to look at it, because we're a seasonal business.
Yeah, that's how I included, you know, all 12 months. So I'm talking about trailing 12 months, which is 895,000 footfall as compared to 893 in the corresponding period year before. Am I missing something here?
But we made some disproportionate investments, like our CFO earlier also said, in terms of marketing, building the brand and further penetrating more footfall for the AP Telangana, and we've been seeing early results, and we continue to look at opportunities to further grow, because we feel that Hyderabad has the potential to do a bit more, and it's been a good start to the financial year, and hopefully if this momentum continues, we will be able to showcase similar growth for the entire FY versus the previous financial year.
Oh, that will be fantastic. Yes, thank you. About the Chennai park, I just wanted to understand what the area of land is presently developed for the park.
40-50% is developed.
So we had 61.87 acres, if I'm not wrong. Should I assume that about 30 acres is developed for the park?
Yeah.
That's right. Great. About the resorts, fantastic performance, and, you know, the top line as well as the occupancy has shown really good number. What's the EBITDA for this 9.61 CR which we have talked in the June quarter?
We don't give EBITDA for our resort business. It's part of our overall. Yeah, but it's very profitable for us. So, like I said, it's also new. So, once we have a full year of operations, we can give you better details. But we usually don't give out EBITDA numbers for the resort business yet.
No worries. I can understand that. I think we have about 123 rooms put together across both the formats in the resort. So, yeah. And any further plans looking at this occupancy? I mean, are we having this kind of a better occupancy? Is this a one-off event, or do we see a regular traction going forward?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Yes.
Can we request you to return to the question queue for a follow-up question, as there are several participants waiting?
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajveer Singh from Vivek Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I have a couple of questions. My first question is on the safety culture of our company. So, given that for a theme park operator, a single major accident can damage public trust for years, even if the financial impact is initially limited. Therefore, can you just talk about the safety matrices that we follow internally? For example, near-miss incidents, preventive maintenance, or third-party audit scores, etc.
We do our own preventive maintenance, and a lot of that information can be seen on our website. I would not like to go into detail here, but suffice to say that we follow
the best practices in terms of safety and maintenance. And I think we have huge teams who maintain, and we actually have teams who design, build, operate and maintain the rides. So I think we have a huge team which manages this. So I think we are pretty well sorted, and this is not something that's new to us. So a lot of this information is available, and you can get it on our website.
All right, sounds good. My second question is about the performance.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Yeah.
Can we request you to kindly return to the question queue for the follow-up question?
I just asked one question. Yeah. That's okay. I can go back to that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you all for attending our conference call to discuss the first quarter performance for FY27. We continue to be optimistic about the future prospects of the company, and we will keep you updated on all our latest updates. Hope to see you at the next call. So thank you all for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Wonderla Holidays Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.